Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Cello, how are you?
Yo, Cello. I'm good. How are you doing?
Thank you.
Can I just say, you smell delicious.
Oh, appreciate that.
You came
appreciate
in that. And wasn't it a beautiful smell that wafted in with him?
Yeah.
Genius.
It took a while to kind of work its way over to my side of the room, but I can get it now and it's absolutely gorgeous. So, Cello, congratulations. You have been named as the Irish Music Ambassador for the Rio Ferdinand Foundation. So what does that involve?
It involves a lot of dedication, commitment, and obviously just loving. They have an ethos and a mission, you know what I mean? So it's just understanding that just from the people that you're working with and making sure it's transferred to like the kids that we're helping, you know what I mean? So that's what it's like, but it entails a lot of like discipline as well, because as well we do play a big part in a lot of the kids' lives, so we do need to make sure our social media portrays like positivity and some sort of hope, you know what I mean? So other than that, nothing else. Great vibe, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I love it. Great vibe.
Yeah,
it sounds really, really important. And we do have an important question for you now. So, Rio Ferdinand, well known for his successful career in Man United.
Yeah.
Are you a Man United fan?
Biggest United fan. You are United. United are the team for me.
Song. I love that. Yeah. That's a song. So I've been to Old Trafford a few times.
Oh, yeah?
That's a song that you hear regularly when you're over there.
Yeah.
Love that. Is he sound? Like, what was he like to meet?
He's a businessman, like he's a business guy, very much on his money, very much, he's very street as well, people don't understand, but he's very street smart as well, and he just, the way I put, because I'm a big United fan, I've watched him for years growing up, you know what I mean, and just the way his demeanor, you can tell that he knows when to be professional, he knows when to, you know what I mean, to be himself, you know what I mean, so when me and him were chatting, like getting to know each other, we actually didn't speak about music or football. He was just telling me investments, how to invest my money and stuff like that, and he just told me about some the facade of a lot of footballers, like people like obviously assume that they have their money correctly saved, invested, and he just explained to me it's not always like that. Well, a lot of big footballers we know as well, like a lot of them don't really have the books done properly, you know what I mean, especially if they're young. So he just encouraged me to make sure I don't go down that route, you know what I mean? And we're talking about like real estate and stuff like that mainly. Other than that, not much, you know what I mean?
So he's going to help you become a millionaire.
Yeah, just just understanding that different ways to make money, you know what I mean?
So. Is he what you expected him to be? Like watching him like all those years growing up on your TV screen?
See, with me, I was a big like Rio support because I played the same position as him. I wore the same number as him. Playing football when I was younger as well, so I always looked up to him, you know what I mean? So it was kind of like an awe moment, like meeting like someone that like just idolized at a young age, and then just seeing him in person, I thought he'd be like a giant, but it just made me realize how tall I am, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I'm actually proper tall, because I used to think this guy was tall before I met him, so that means if I was a footballer,
I hope you didn't say that to him.
I did say that to him.
You know what? I was so happy for you that you became the ambassador. I'm even more happier for you now that you've been such a fan of him for so long. Now, everyone knows you as being a talented musician, but they may not know that you've experience with working in social care with adults with disabilities. So can you tell us a bit about that as well?
Yeah, I worked in social care for a bit. Like, I did a lot of work experience there, voluntary work there. You know what I mean? I just fell in love with it because it's one of those things that, like, I never really saw myself doing it until I did it. You get me? I just never saw myself like, yo, welcome. Like, obviously, the whole stigma, rare, but just the relationship you make with some of these people, like, I underline the word people, is like the best thing ever. Like, a lot of them come to my gigs, a lot of them come to my shows. I remember I almost cried. I've never cried in like the last 21 years. But I saw a kid with special needs and one of the shows I did with in the Tree Arena, I opened for a very big group in Ireland, and one of the kids with special needs came up to me and goes, bro, I was sitting over there, I'm so happy to see you. I was like, bro, this is crazy, like, I didn't even know, like, you know what I mean? you know what I mean? Listen to my music. So all of that just reminds me that, yo, like, we do have a voice, you know what I mean? And a lot of kids, a lot of adults as well, genuinely, like, you know what I mean, warm to that, you know what I mean? But the only thing I always say to people when they bring this up is that, like, if you ever see me walking with these people, please do not approach me, because for the safety of them as well, like, I've been in situations where I am with some of my clients and people will come up to me and then come to their houses and stuff like that. So I don't, I'm not really a big fan of that, just saying it, but obviously it's all love at the end of the day. I still love you. Yeah. So.
A good message, and it shows the impact you've obviously made on the people that you're working with, if the kids are like turning up to your shows and things that. And speaking of shows, have you anything coming up musically that you can tell us about?
Yeah, I have a show with District Magazine, 1st of December. All of you's come true, show us some love. I myself haven't performed since EP, so.
I saw you there. I saw you, was it?
Salty Dog, was
Salty
it?
Dog. Oh,
Salty
my God.
Dog set was crazy.
1 o'clock in the morning. Honestly, one of the highlights of Electric Picnic for me. I was right up the front. Me and Laura Fox were literally like, sell out!
I literally had everyone on stage. Everyone. Even, like, I had anyone that knew me on stage. I just didn't. Maybe the fog was too much. I'd have had yous on stage as well if I had the flipping chance like that.
I can tell you, you don't want Emma Pear and Laura Fox on stage. They would have taken the mics off you.
It's still the show.
We love to ask this question. Yeah. Who would be your dream collaborator with? Like, who would you love to release a song with?
Dead or Love, like, roughly.
Either.
Whatever.
Oh, Jesus. It depends on what time it is. As in, like, this year or, like,
right now.
Right now. Dead or Alive. Someone that could change my life would probably be you're asking me a tough question. I don't even look. I would say Dermot Kennedy. Because I met him and I know what he's like and I know it won't be awkward.
Did you tell him you want to record a song with him?
He's cool. He's such a cool guy. Like, people just, like, I don't know, maybe because the whole, like, guitar thing, he's actually so gangster, like, you won't even know, like, Dermot Kennedy. He's a proper G, like, proper. You know what I mean? So that's the thing, like, yeah, him definitely for me.
So if anyone has any hookups with Dermot Kennedy, I know he's in Australia right now, so he's probably not tuning in from all the way in Australia. Yeah. But set you up.
Yeah, 100%.
Make it happen.
Yes,
please. And we'll get the first play on it if that's all right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Cool. Why not? Why not?
Now, Cello, I have one more question for you. So me and you both have the exact same jumper.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Not the one you're wearing. I'm on about the Pelador Irish niche. Yeah. And people, those of you who don't know, it's a Pelador Irish brand. Yeah, it's the old Irish jersey that's sponsored by Opel, and it's a knitted version. Yeah. Every time I wear it, I get so many compliments, but people come up to me and they go, Cello has that jumper.
Yeah. I kind of co-signed that jumper. Like, the moment he dropped it to my, like, the moment I saw it, I texted him straight away, yo, bro, please look after me. I'll do anything, bro, pay anything. Blah, blah, blah. And he sent it to me in the space of a week. And since that day, I wear it to, like, every show, like, every single show. Anyone that comes up to me, Ireland, UK, like, I wore it to a show in London, and like crazy, like, I was being approached by labels, like, because it's just so, like, distinctively, like, what's this guy? Oh, he's black and he's wearing an Irish jersey. Is he from Ireland? Where's he from? How? It's a paradox. It's making so much sense, but it doesn't make sense at all, you know, type of way.
I think it's known as the Cello jumper now. Yeah, and I'm just Cello has it, and I also have it. Yeah. I was influenced, what can I say?
I'm so sorry. I wasn't the first one, just to say as well.
No,
so.
But I was actually influenced because I saw you wearing it. I was like, oh, that is such a sick jumper.
I appreciate
that. So there you go.
I wish you were both wearing them today.
I know. And you know what? Mine was really stinky.
Probably as bad.
Next time you're on the show, Cello, you need to turn up in it. You two are on.
I probably will.
100%. Cello, thank you so much for coming in for the chats.
No worries.
It was lovely to see you.
No worries. Thanks so much.
We're going to finish up with a song by Cello. This is No Love on 2FM.
Cello. I made it this spot with no love in the game.
Honey, put some respect on my name. Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.